with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Former Fox News host Pete Hegseth was in the front of the Senate Armed Services Committee today for his confirmation hearing for Defense Secretary.
The former Fox and Friends host and former military officer testified at this Tuesday confirmation hearing that legacy media has shared lots of information allegedly about him, but all has been disproven. Still, Hegseth says it's had an impact on his confirmation process.
Because our left-wing media in America today, sadly, doesn't care about the truth. All they were out to do, Mr. Chairman, was to destroy me.
Hegseth rejected the idea that he has disparaged women serving in the military. Hegseth said women in our military, as I have said publicly, have continued to make amazing contributions across all aspects of our battlefield. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
Today is day two of a nationwide campaign by citizens group Americans for Prosperity to prevent the 2017 Trump tax cuts from expiring at the end of this year. AFP Vice President Akash Shaguli says their campaign is multifaceted and designed to reach both taxpayers and members of Congress.
What we're doing is this nationwide campaign of more than 100 events across the country, door knocking and ads and events, in addition to working inside the Capitol, inside Washington's lawmakers and their staffers so that the priorities are aligned and that message is going in both directions in a way that no one else other than AFP can do because of our presence in the grassroots and in Washington.
Americans for Prosperity is seeking grassroots support nationwide to help preserve the Trump cuts. More information can be found on the website protectprosperity.com. Officials say Hamas has accepted a draft agreement for a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip and the release of dozens of hostages. Mediators said that Israel and the Palestinian militant group are at the closest point yet to sealing a deal. SRN News. The speaker's list for the March of Life is being finalized.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will be there, as will Congressman Chris Smith of New Jersey. Professional surfer Bethany Hamilton is also scheduled to speak, along with Lila Rose, the founder of the prominent pro-life group Live Action. It's also possible that President Trump might address the gathering, something he has done in the past. The annual March for Life will take place here in Washington, D.C. on Friday, January 24th. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Houses of worship are being added to the toll from the Los Angeles wildfires. Among the thousands of buildings destroyed so far are half a dozen Protestant churches, a Catholic parish, a mosque, and a synagogue. Many members of these congregations are also among the thousands of Angelenos who've lost their homes. As the threat of new fires persists, clergy are left with the huge challenges of offering comfort and pondering paths toward rebuilding and recovery. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks finished mixed after an encouraging update on inflation, but drops for Eli Lilly and some other influential stocks kept indexes in check. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1%, and 3 out of 4 stocks in the index were higher. The Dow added 0.5%. The NASDAQ composite fell 0.2%. Stocks did get a boost from a report showing inflation in the U.S. wholesale level was not as high last month as expected, but Lilly weighed on the market after saying growth for some of its blockbuster products not as strong as expected. The Dow was up 221 points, closing at 41,518. The NASDAQ lost 43 to 19,044. The S&P 500 gained 6 points to 5,842. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.